Благодарю вас, господин председатель. Докладчик, у меня комментарий лишь по одной статье, это статья 30. И здесь я перейду на английский язык. On Article 30 on international organizations, our position hasn't changed from the previous readings of the text and from the reading of the first half of the text. We insist on the fact that the states should be parties to this future legally binding instrument. States have the prime responsibility on the promotion and protection of human rights. We looked very carefully into the commentaries provided by the expert drafting group, and we actually do not agree with the explanations provided. First of all, it is noted that this article really closely tracks Article 44 of CRPD, and I think if the readers look into Article 44 of CRPD, they would see that this is not the case because the meaning has changed drastically. Article 44 of CRPD speaks about regional integrational organizations, not even international organizations as such. There is a very specific definition of what is meant by regional integrational organizations. And the most important part there is that these organizations, or this is an organization in singular, and there is one organization that joined CRPD, is the one that constituted by sovereign states of a given region to which its member states have transferred competence in respect of matters governed by this convention. And this is a very important part. For instance, in the commentaries, the reference is made to the WTO, which comprises of states. It's not even a group, regional group of states. It's those are just sovereign states, and we cannot agree on many issues that are being discussed within WTO. Besides, the WTO or the members of WTO did not transfer their competence to the secretariat of the organization. So we need to be very, very careful on those topics. We don't see how organizations that comprise of independent states, in case those states didn't transfer their sovereign rights or part of their competence to that organization, can act as a state party to a convention. In case of violation of the provisions of a convention, let's say by this international organization, who is going to be prosecuted, who is going to be held accountable, bearing in mind that the organization comprises of multiple states. So for us, Article 30 is something that we definitely cannot accept. For us, a solution would be tracking almost verbatim, or maybe even we can do it verbatim, Article 44 of the CRPD. That would be a solution. We have no issues with regional international organizations becoming a state's party to this draft convention in case they have the respective legal documents that allow the organization to join the treaty on behalf of its member states. And in that case, we also will not have problems with the voting right, also in line with Article 44 of CRPD, which notes that regional integrational organizations may exercise their right to vote with the number of votes equal to the number of their member states, something in those lines. But again, as it stands now, Article 30 is not something we can support. Thank you.